A Utah lawmaker says she will likely bring back a bill that will allow Tesla and other vehicle manufacturers to sell their own cars after the state Supreme Court upheld a prohibition on direct sales. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
In a 5-0 decision Monday, the Utah Supreme Court affirmed a state law that blocks new car manufacturers from operating their own dealerships. The ruling struck a blow to electric vehicle maker Tesla, who had challenged the statute.
I'm disappointed that we remain in the situation that a unique manufacturer cannot sell their product in the state of Utah.
That's Representative Kim Coleman, who introduced legislation in 2015 and 2016 seeking to change the law. She said the court's decision means she'll probably try again during next year's session.
I would definitely like to get this across the finish line. I think that there is a growing desire to see this change.
Tesla built a sleek new showroom on State Street 2 years ago as it sought to petition the state to let its own subsidiary, called Tesla Motors Utah, sell the cars. The court's justices did leave the door open to Tesla trying to obtain its own license without a subsidiary or franchise. But Coleman says the law doesn't just affect Tesla. Other Utah manufacturers like Provo-based Kirkham Motorsports and Vanderhall Motorworks, which make racing vehicles, have had to sell outside the state.
We know that consumer behavior has drastically changed, and we need to change state regulations that prohibit new ways of doing business.
The Utah Auto Dealers Association did not return a call seeking comment on the decision, but a Tesla spokesman in a statement called the ruling disappointing and said the company will pursue, quote, all options to operate in Utah without restriction. The company will continue limited sales through its used car license at its Salt Lake dealership. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.